This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri. Plaintiff Respondent v. Damian Wayne Fisher, Defendant Appellant, decided December 31st, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District, 1 in Division State of Missouri. Plaintiff Respondent v. No. SD38329, Damian Wayne Fisher, filed December 31st, 2024, Defendant Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Jasper County. Honorable Gail L. Crane affirmed Damian Wayne Fisher, defendant, challenges his convictions after a jury trial of one count of second-degree murder, see Section 565.021, RSMO 2016, including, as applicable, statutory changes effective January 1, 2017, and one count of armed criminal action, see Section 571.015, RSMO Cumders Suppeners 2020. Defendant's sole point on appeal claims the Circuit Court abused its discretion in sustaining the prosecutor's objection to a question defense counsel asked during voir dire. Because the question asked the panel members about how they personally would act in a hypothetical situation that strongly mirrored the alleged facts of the state's case against defendant, the Circuit Court did not abuse its discretion in sustaining the state's objection. 2. Standard of review. The trial judge is given wide discretion in conducting voir dire and determining the appropriateness of specific voir dire questions. State v. Johnson, 207 SW 3D24, 40, Mobank, 2006. The trial court's voir dire ruling will be reversed only where an abuse of discretion is found and the defendant can demonstrate prejudice. Did she? A trial court abuses its discretion when its ruling is clearly against the logic of the circumstances and is so arbitrary and unreasonable as to shock the sense of justice and indicate a lack of careful consideration. Idiotas the facts. 1. One victim went with defendant's father, to defendant's residence to inspect a vehicle that father said he would give to victim to sell as a means of satisfying a debt that father owed victim. While they were sitting at defendant's dining room table discussing the vehicle, defendant objected to the sale, claiming father had given defendant the vehicle as a gift. Then, according to defendant's and father's testimony at trial, victim got upset with defendant and angrily stood up, raising his hands in the air and taking two steps toward defendant. Defendant drew a 9mm pistol from his back pocket and shot victim one time in the chest, killing him. Defendant testified at trial that he shot victim in self-defense, which was inconsistent with previous versions of what defendant and father said took place that day. Defendant originally told law enforcement that victim never came to his residence at all. On a later occasion, defendant told law enforcement that father had killed victim, while first defendant does not challenge the sufficiency of the evidence to support his convictions. As required by our standard of review, we view the evidence in the light most favorable to the verdict. Johnson 207 SWW 3D at 34. Any contrary evidence that we mention in our opinion is only mentioned to provide context for defendant's arguments on appeal. 3. Defendant was outside the house. Finally, defendant told the police that he spoke to victim on the phone, and when victim told defendant that he was going to come to defendant's residence to get the vehicle and money for the debt that father owed him, defendant warned victim that if he arrived, you may catch a bullet. Right afterwards, defendant stated that he was just kidding. Father's sole pretrial statement to law enforcement was that defendant shot victim in the back while victim was turning away from defendant. After victim was shot and killed, neither defendant nor father contacted law enforcement about the shooting. Instead, defendant covered victim's body in a blanket and floor rug, and with father's help, transported the body to father's property, where they dumped victim's body down a well that was approximately 50 feet deep. Over the next several days, defendant and father methodically buried victim's body by filling the well with dirt and rocks. When the well was completely filled, they turned the surface area into a flower garden. Over a month later, law enforcement executed a search warrant and recovered victim's body by excavating the dirt and rock that covered it. Analysis: a defendant is entitled to a fair and impartial jury. Johnson, 207 SW 3D at 40. A necessary component of the guarantee for an impartial jury is an adequate voir dire that identifies unqualified jurors. Id. Although counsel may not try the case on voir dire, State v. Clark, 981, SW2, 143, 146, Mobank, 1998, Somme,